What's going on, sexy lovers? Welcome back to the Sex Mechanic Podcast. I had to think about that for a second. The Sex Mechanic Podcast, where I, your host, the Sex Mechanic, aka Jensen Benoit, aka Mr. Born to Explore, aka Confident Creator, aka The Exception, aka I Did It My Way, where I bring you dating, sex, situationship, relationship, discussions, basically. I don't want to say advice because I'm not always giving suggestions and tips on things. Sometimes we're just having a good old conversation. That's how I like it. But welcome back to the podcast and episode number 39. I'm glad to have you all here. I'm really excited. Not necessarily because of anything in particular, just I'm excited to be here with y'all and see where this conversation goes, because that's the fun of this podcast. Now, as you can see, my background looks a little different. Like I told you last week, I was working on an accent wall. So it's almost done, almost complete. You can still see that there's a, plastic wrapped around, because I still have to do a coat and a half of more paint around the border area of the wall. But it's getting there. It's getting there, and it's looking pretty good. Also, shout out to my peoples, my March birthdays. I celebrated this past weekend early with a couple of homeboys of mine. We were in Seattle, and man, we had a time, man. We really had a great time. That's all I'm gonna say. We had a good time. we had a lot of fun. But shout out to those dudes. One of them, his birthday is today. Thompson, happy birthday. And the other one, his birthday is next week. So yeah, shout out to y'all. And thanks again for the weekend. It was a great time. What's going on with y'all? What's happening? What y'all got in y'all cups and y'all glasses? What are y'all drinking on? What are y'all sipping on? How are y'all feeling tonight? I like to get a temperature of the audience and see kind of like what's going on with y'all, what's good with you. Also, there's another difference. The lighting is a little bright today on my face because I had to bring the light closer than usual because I'm doing this work back here. So I had to move some things forward in order for me to finish that, and I haven't put them back in place yet. So the light's going to make me look kind of like kind of ghosty, but it's still all good. We got this. Like, you can still see me though, so it's all good. Okay. Ariel Dominguez says, many kisses from Panama. Take care so much, my cute friend. That could be spam. So thanks anyway, whatever. I appreciate you. So let's get into it. Let's get into the topics today. I don't see that anybody's sipping on anything, and that's fine because I'm not sipping on anything either. I don't want to have to go back and forth to the restroom, so I'm not drinking today. But if you are, put it in the chat, put it in the comment section what you're sipping on. All right, so I asked this question on my IG, and the responses actually were very surprising. Like, the feedback was really surprising, and I'll give it to you in real time. Actually, I will pull it up right now. The question was, what is too early to go on a trip with a new lover? And my choices, the answer choices were, after just phone conversations, after one date, after a few dates, or no time limit, depends on the vibe. And surprisingly, very surprisingly, most people said no time limit, depends on the vibe. Like 17 people said no time limit, depends on the vibe, out of, see if I could count, 24. Like, overwhelmingly, people were like, no time limit, just depends on the vibe. So that was really interesting to me. I actually answered the first choice, which was after just phone conversations, would be a little early for me. I think that's taking quite the leap of faith because when you haven't met somebody in person and basically all you have is phone conversations, or let's say you've been, you know, DMing back and forth or texting back and forth, however you've been communicating, but it's not in person, man, that's quite a risk because people sound differently when they're on the phone. In terms of, when I say sound, like they're not sound, they are different, or they can be different over the phone than they are in person, in terms of their behavior and kind of like how comfortable they feel or uncomfortable, depending on the situation. But also, it's important too to see kind of like how that person interacts with you in a setting, in an in-person setting, and also in a setting where other people are around as well. I think that's probably one of the bigger things, though, is seeing how that person is outside of it just being you and that person inside of like somebody's home or something like that, you know, because it's a big difference when you're out in public. You basically got to see if, you know, the person knows how to act to some degree, like, you know, what's their behavior like? What's their attitude like? How are they with other people? Are they rude? Are they disrespectful to people? Like, those are kind of important. But I'm still just like, wow, I was so surprised to see that so many people said the time limit is not that important. It's about the vibe. I thought that would have been an answer I would have chosen, but damn. Or maybe it could be too, based on how I worded the question, it could have been that people are trying to say that that is what would be too early. Like, to say there's no time limit and it just depends on the vibe would be too early, I guess, or something. That, nah, I don't think so. I think people were honestly saying that there was no time limit, it just depended on the vibe. And if so, kudos to y'all, because again, that's quite the leap of faith. That is quite the jump. Not like I'm saying like so much different. I'm just saying after one date or after one meeting up in person, but man, not meeting up at all and just, you know, going off of the vibe. But I guess too, it could be that you do meet with that person. So I see where people are going. They're saying that there's no time limit. It all depends on the vibe, but the vibe can also include going on dates or outings or whatever you want to call it and getting a vibe from the person based on that. So that's probably what people mean, but it was still, you know, nice to see those answers and kind of how people felt. I had somebody tell me earlier that the first three choices all sounded the same. And when she said that, I was like, what you mean? They're like way different. Like, didn't you saw the question? Like, they're way different. And then she explained, like, they all seem the same because she wouldn't go anywhere with somebody until maybe like 5 or 6 months. And that's in the country. That's like somewhere kind of like a drive, a road trip type of thing. But she said internationally, like, you know, getting on a plane and going somewhere else would be like a year. And I was just like, damn. But then I understand her point of view too. She's a woman. I do feel like women, you know, should be a little bit more careful. Not should be, but I understand the caution that women, or the precaution that women have to take in doing something like traveling with somebody. I don't want to say random, but, you know, somebody new who you don't really know are fully. There's a lot of dangers in that. So I get it. But I did laugh at her for sure when I saw that year. And the 5 month thing as well. 5 months doesn't seem too weird though, but a year seemed like, damn, that's a while before going on a trip with somebody. But who knows? Maybe you know, could be taking it slow with getting to know each other. So, what are some of the signs that it's a good idea or not to go on a trip with somebody? So, some of the good signs maybe could be that, you know, the person is a traveler as well or is into traveling. Maybe they have a lot of knowledge about how to get to different destinations, and maybe they're really good planners. Maybe they've taken a lot of trips before and just have a lot of insight on maybe where to go or what places to try. They might also, based on like their own personal behavior or whatever, they might be somebody who's very mild-mannered, somebody who is a social butterfly and could kind of interact with a lot of different kinds of people. They could be somebody who's into food or food of different cultures, and also different cultures in general, like just exploring different cultures and finding out about different cultures as well. They might just be an all-around positive person, you know? And if you got somebody who got real positive vibes on them, then that's probably somebody who would fit well on some kind of, you know, trip somewhere, because chances are they'll see the bright side of everything and they'll kind of like look at things half glass full. Wait, glass half full rather than glass half empty, which is not what you want when you're going on a trip. So some signs that maybe somebody is not the type of person that you want to take on a trip. You've seen how this person maybe interacts with other people and it's not pleasant. Maybe this person doesn't necessarily have the greatest attitude and just the vibe is off. All right. That's one thing. And if somebody's vibe is off, you definitely don't want to. You don't want to decide, oh, OK, well, the vibe is off, but let's see if we go somewhere further away together alone, if that will change. It's probably not a good idea. Hold on, y'all. Had the heat on. I had to turn that down. Yeah, so that's probably not a good idea. So all around, like, negative vibes. Someone who you haven't, you know, interacted with that much. You know, if within, let's say, a year, let's use that as a time frame. Let's say within a year, you've only hung out with this person like a few times and you really don't feel that comfortable with them. That's another reason, because you don't know how people can be in different settings, and you don't know how people can be when they get not uncomfortable, but when they're in situations that are stressful, which traveling and trips can be stressful if you let it. And you just don't know how that person might be. So that might be another sign that maybe you should wait before taking a trip with somebody. All in all, use a lot of common sense, but also use your intuition, and you'll see signs and you'll see, you know, kind of like signals that tell you that maybe this person is somebody that's, you know, good to travel with or not. So just pay attention to those signs and pay attention to your intuition for sure. Now, the other question is, are there any places that are kind of like off limits when, you know, things are like still new? Do you think there are places that maybe you should reserve for your life partner or your, you know, spouse or something like that? Or do you feel like all places are fair? Because I've heard people say stuff like somewhere like Maldives or Paris or something like that is somewhere they'd like to go with a spouse or somebody, you know, somebody where there's a level of comfort. It's a lover, but somebody who, you know, they feel very comfortable going to a so-called romantic setting with, or a romantic place with. I don't feel like there are any off-limit places. Like, people should go wherever the hell they want to go with whoever they want to go with, as long as the person they're going with is going to be a good time. I mean, I'm not reserving anywhere for anybody. Like, the way I look at it, and that even goes too for places that I've heard women have told me, like, there are certain places like they feel like they should go with a partner or with a lover. And I'm just like, okay, I see what you're saying, but if I have the opportunity to go here, and let's say it's with my homeboys or by myself or with somebody who's just a friend, you know, a female friend, then we gonna do that. If there's an opportunity, let's do it. But I know everybody doesn't look at it that way, but I kind of want to know too what y'all think about that as well. But I feel like there's no place that has to be reserved necessarily for a specific partner. I don't know. Traveling is traveling. What are some good places to go, in your opinion, as lovers, as couples, as people who are maybe dating? If you're going to go on a trip, what are some good ideas? Let's think about domestically, you know, because I'm here in the U.S., and let's think about maybe a couple of international spots as well. Hands down, for one, I would say Hawaii for a domestic place, even though it's kind of far away for most people. Unless you live on the West Coast, getting to Hawaii is going to take you some time. It's not like, you know, obviously it's not connected to the continent. It's a part of the U.S., but it's not physically a part of the U.S. So Hawaii is definitely one, though, because that's one of the most beautiful places that I've been. And it's got everything. It's got, you know, it's got like the kind of the rainforest type of feel, depending on which part of which island you go to. It's got the mountains. It's got the beaches. Hawaii is just gorgeous, gorgeous. And that is definitely a place that I feel like if you are involved with somebody, you should consider going there with somebody or by yourself too. But if you're, you know, in some type of relationship, definitely check Hawaii out if you've got the time. Because again, if you don't live on the West Coast, it's going to take you some time to get there. But if you've got the time, definitely check Hawaii out for sure as a domestic spot. U.S., what do you have? This place you can go by yourself or with somebody, but I would say the Bay Area for sure is another place that is really dope for a lot of different reasons. And I think you would enjoy yourself if you go with a partner or a lover. But you'll definitely enjoy yourself by yourself, too. I lived there for 2.5 years. And I loved it. I mean, it was still to this day my favorite place that I've ever lived. So you can definitely check that out as well. But, you know, in terms of couple stuff, they have couple stuff. It's, I don't know, it's such a beautiful city and has such a beautiful vibe to it that when you're with somebody else there, I think that feeling is contagious and you get swept up in the loving feeling of the Bay Area and just kind of how beautiful things are and how the scenery looks. And yeah, you just get taken by the city. The city is very charming. So if you go with somebody else, I think that kind of rubs off on whatever you guys got going on. I'll give you one more spot that's kind of good for couples or lovers in the U.S. What would be another place? I was going to say New York, but I guess, but New York wouldn't be my first option. I'm from Miami, for those who don't know. I'm not going to say Miami either, because Miami is more of a party city than anything. Like, it's where you go to have a good time. And that's more of a girls or a guys trip, you know, depending on your friend group, or just a friend group trip together would be Miami, but not necessarily a couples trip. Not really a romantic type vibe. We can say somewhere else in California. We could say wine country in California. So Sonoma and Napa Valley in Northern California. It's about 1.5 hours away from the Bay Area. Well, from San Francisco or Oakland, maybe 1 to 1.5 hours. More like 1.5 hours away. But that area is very beautiful as well. Obviously, a lot of people have heard of wine country. It's where you know, a lot of wine is made, and you know, there's a lot of wine tasting places over there, and just the whole experience is really cool, and it's definitely got romance vibes to it, with all the wine, you know, being passed around. And it's a very beautiful area of the state of California as well. So, you know, something to look into. Internationally, I think the big one for a lot of people is Paris, France. I don't really have the biggest desire to go to Paris. If it happens, then cool. But it's not on my list of like, oh, I got to go to Paris. Like, Italy is probably a bigger deal for me than Paris. Not probably, is a bigger deal. I definitely want to visit Italy at some point. That's a place that people can go, that, you know, couples can go together and experience. A lot of other places I haven't been, so I can't suggest too many international spots. I can tell you personally where I want to go. Italy for sure. Portugal. Portugal is probably number one for me right now. Maybe one of the islands off of Africa, like a Morocco or something like that. Caribbean is kind of like, I take Caribbean for granted sometimes, because it's so close to Miami. But Jamaica is also a really cool place to visit as well. I've been there. And even though I was mostly in the tourist area or section of the island, I would like to go back and experience more of the local lifestyle of the island, and maybe, you know, closer to Kingston. So Jamaica's on there as well. So anywhere in the Caribbean would be a great place for couples to go, and a really nice vibe with the beaches, the weather, and the drinks, and the food for sure. So yeah, anywhere in the Caribbean is a good bet for couples for sure. I still don't see what y'all sipping on tonight. I've been waiting. Patiently waiting, too. Oh, my camera needs to focus back. There we go. It's back. And I also want to hear what some of the trips that maybe you guys have gone on as couples. What are some places that you've explored? Or maybe some places that are on your list to go as couples or more. I say couples, but you could be a couple, you could be a throuple, you could be more than that. I don't know your situation, but I definitely like to know where you would plan on going or where you'd like to go. Let me put this reminder up as well. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and comment on the video if you like, and if you like it. I was going to say, if you like and subscribe. If you like it, definitely like it, subscribe, comment, share. That way, you know, we continue to get the numbers up. The numbers have been going up, and I'm really excited about that as well. I'm up to 645 subscribers, which is a big deal for me, because I started at somewhere around like 300 or so. So I've about doubled within the last year. So, you know, that's pretty important for me. Not important, but it's a big deal, and it's something to be celebrated. And I'm coming up on a year in April. April 12th will make a year that I've been on the podcast or since starting the podcast. So that's kind of a big deal for sure. So I look forward to that as well. We'll do some type of celebration or so. I don't know what yet, but that's actually close to my birthday as well. So y'all will see me before my birthday, and hopefully I'm not traveling during my birthday, but there's a very good chance that I will be traveling during my birthday. And if so, I'll bring my equipment so I could still do the podcast and we could still talk and interact. I want to hear you guys' experiences or some experiences that you'd like to have in the near future. When it comes to travel, I'm all about it. Like, I love hearing about people's travels. I love thinking about the next trip and what it's going to be, where it's going to be to, what I'm going to do over there. I got a New York trip coming up. Got another Miami trip coming up. And then I have a big space. I know I'm going to the Bay Area at some point in April. I just don't know when. And then I have another, a 3 week gap. Yeah. Three weeks, maybe 4 weeks possibly, where I'm not going anywhere. And then I go to Mexico for a wedding. And right after that, like 2 days after I get back from that wedding, now I've got a Colombia trip as well. So it's about to be on and popping in these next couple months. This year has gotten off to a great traveling start. This might be the best traveling I've done, or the most traveling I've done, within such a short period of time ever. And it's when I'm not working in the airline industry anymore, which is kind of crazy. You would think that the most traveling would happen when I'm in the airline industry, when I had the discounts and when I had all the perks. But I also did not have the same kind of time as I do right now. So I'm really taking advantage of just seeing different places and experiencing different things while I have this time right now. And I only expect this time to get better in terms of, I expect this time to match up with money in the future. So I have not only the time, but I also have a larger amount of resources to be able to use when I go on these trips and do more things. So that's the goal, man. You know, that is definitely the goal. Could y'all be into somebody who, well, I guess everybody's not into travel, but for the people out there who are into like traveling and who are into exploring and, you know, discovering different things and cultures and places, could you see yourself with somebody who's not into traveling? Like, and not only is not into it, but like they don't like it. Like they have no interest in getting out there and seeing not only the world, but not even, you know, parts of where, like outside of where they live. Like they have no real interest to do that. Like, could you see yourself sticking with a person like that? Or do you feel like that's just one of the things that you just wouldn't be able to do with that particular person? Like maybe you would have to join a travel group or have friends that you could travel with, or family, or somebody, or somebodies, if you want to travel as a group. Like, I wonder about that. I can't see myself being with somebody who doesn't travel or who doesn't like it. Like, that would be strange to me. And I wouldn't go so far as to call it a deal breaker, but I can't see it. Nah, I can't see somebody who, if I'm like, yeah, so, you know, we got a trip going to Colombia, you know, and let's say I was going to plan it all out. You know, you don't have to do anything. All you got to do is basically just join and enjoy. And that person be like, nah, I don't really think so. I'm good. I'd be like, huh? That might make me That would make me reconsider things in a relationship, really. And it's not to say that I need that person to be my travel buddy on all my trips or on even most of my trips. It's just the thought of somebody who's not willing to explore a new place if they haven't been there. I don't know. I don't feel like that would match up with me very well. I think that would be kind of off. And can you imagine I'm traveling the way I'm traveling now, or even slightly how I'm traveling now. Let's say I'm traveling once a month and, you know, this person is not. And they're just like, eventually that would become a problem for them too. I could see that definitely becoming a problem for them, not just me. I would feel like, damn, I wish my partner was here with me to see and experience some of this stuff. But I'm sure she would also feel like, man, this dude is gone like all the time on these little trips. So that could definitely cause some issues. And I think that's a compatibility thing. Travel is big for me. I'm all about travel, food, sex, adventure. So meet me at least on some of those, you know, so we could be able to connect and really experience some things together, because otherwise I can't really see it. Come on, what y'all got? I really like that blue too. I like the way it's coming out. This is a side note, but when I put that coat on, the first coat, I was kind of worried because it looked like not a light blue, but it looked lighter than what it is right now. And I was just kind of like, damn, I chose the wrong color. It looked more like the tape that's holding the plastic up against the ceiling. That's what it looked like kind of early on. I was like, damn it, I chose the wrong blue. But now I'm feeling that it's looking good. And when I put that last coat on, whoo. Sexy. It's going to be a sexy ass wall. I look forward to showing you all the wall afterwards. Obviously, you'll see it next week on the podcast. Y'all got nothing for me? Nothing. Oh, shout out to everybody taking advantage of hump day and, you know, putting their back into it, getting some gyrations going, some hip movement, some thrusts, some pleasure pumps, you know. Shout out to all of y'all on this hump day for getting it in. And you already know that's why we choose Wednesdays, because it seems like the most fitting day to have a show about sex and dating and stuff. Why not? People should be going out and fucking after the podcast. After they hear the information that comes on here, they should just be like, you know what? That kind of got me in the mood, or there were some good points made. We should probably go handle some things. If that was to happen for real, though, like if people were like finishing off the podcast and feeling inspired to have sex, my work is done, man. Like, I'm making a difference in the world at that point. You go ahead and give me a Nobel Peace Prize or whatever else you want to give me. But at that point, I have made my mark on this world, and I'd be satisfied with that. I could die after that. I could die directly after that, you know? Immediately after that, I mean. You see, I ain't give me no locations. Y'all ain't give me no drinks. Y'all didn't give me whether you could see yourself with somebody who doesn't travel. Where y'all at? Y'all silent tonight. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's another thing, too. Since my schedule is so open now, I am also, I think I've talked about this in the past, I'm also considering choosing Fridays to do the podcast as well. That's on the table. I thought about Saturdays, but Saturdays is a little trickier because Saturday usually I am away. I mean, to put it plainly, I'm usually traveling on Saturday. So if I do Friday, then sometimes I'll be traveling on a Friday, sometimes I won't. So I could just kind of, you know, work that out accordingly based on where I'm going to be. But I'm open to Saturday as well, but I think Friday would be better than Saturday to me. Yeah, I think it would fit better because I've tried Saturday before and I understand. I wouldn't be watching a podcast on Saturday. I'd be doing something. So Saturday is cool, but I don't think it's my favorite day to do it. So I'm going to start trying Fridays at some point and seeing how that works out for us and seeing if people, you know, get on board with that and if people like that day over Wednesday. All right. So if y'all got nothing for me, I'm going to go ahead and give my salutations and say thank you again for joining another episode of the Sex Mechanic Podcast, episode number 39. And I still am, but I am your host, the Sex Mechanic, signing off. Don't forget to like, subscribe, share, and comment on the channel and my videos. And also, thank you to everybody who watches the podcast regularly, who's watching for the first time, who's listening on whatever listening platform you like to listen to podcasts on. Thank you for choosing my podcast today, and thank you for making it all the way to the end. I will talk to you all next week. We'll have a nice, juicy conversation about something next week. So see y'all. All right. Talk to you all later.